I'm gonna get me one because I'm getting quite a bit of flowers and I'd have some to put them in.
What would you carry food out to the hogs in?
I don't know, because my mother didn't have no hogs in the hog pen. My hogs were raised up in the woods.
Did you ever hear of a swill pail or slop bucket?
Mm-mm.
And a farm nowadays that has a lot of milk cows and milks the cows, you know, commercially. You
yeah.
call that place a...
What you call it?
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I'm asking you what you call it.
Well, like this, this clover leaf, I think is the name of it.
Talking about clover?
Well, a place where they milk
oh,
cows and
mm-hmm.
they sell the milk.
I don't know, because all I can tell you, I don't see the milk. All I can tell you about the milk is... I see the folks when they're on, you know, going to sell it on the streets.
Uh-huh.
I don't know where it's milk there.
What about when you buy milk from the store? Where does the store buy it from?
I don't know.
Did you ever hear of a dairy or?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hear tell of dairy, but I don't know where it is.
Did you ever hear well, where did people used to keep milk and butter back before they had refrigerators?
Mm-hmm. In the kitchen.
How would they keep it in the kitchen?
Just keep it in there. That's all I can tell
you. Is there anything they do to keep it from going bad?
No, because they eat it up before it went bad.
How would people store potatoes and turnips during the winter?
I don't know. I never see a turnip stored in my life.
Huh?
I had never seen one stored in my life. I hear people say they could store them, but I ain't never seen them. I hear a lady say, I believe it's in 53. Mr. Mose Perry had a lot of turnips and said he was going to bank them, but now how you bank them, I don't know. Because I never seen one banked. Oh, we'd get just enough turnips for me to eat up at one time.
Did y'all have chickens?
Mm-hmm.
Where were they kept?
In the yard.
Do you have any place to shut them up in?
Mm-mm. Mother had chickens. Had turkeys and gooses, all like that.
If she had a hen that had some baby chicks, and where would she shut them up at night?
Nowhere.
Huh?
Nowhere.
Did you ever hear people doing that?
What?
Having a place where they could shut the baby chicks up?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I heard talk about it.
What was it called?
A hen house.
Did you ever hear of a coop or a coop?
Mm-hmm.
What was that like?
Well, that wasn't for the chickens to roost in. That's when the hen have bitties.
Mm-hmm. Then you'd put them in a...
Keep them in there until they get big.
What would you call that?
Chicken coop.
And a hen on a nest of eggs is called a...
Mm-hmm.
Well, if a hen's on the nest of eggs waiting for them to hatch, you say that she's a...
Or what should we do?
Did you ever hear a brooder hen or setting hen?
Well, a brooder hen? What is a brooder hen now? I never hear tell of, I hear tell of a brooder. Well, you don't have no hen with that.
What's a...
It has incubators.
Mm-hmm. It's just a place for hatching.
Right.
If you wanted to make a hen start laying, what could you put in a nest of bula?
Mm-hmm.
You never did that?
Uh-uh.
Say if you had a real good set of dishes, your dishes might be made out of.
Because I'm just learning that over there where I go. We have that every Tuesday. And I hardly ever be there. That's called ceramic. Right?
Mm-hmm. Well, if you bought something at the store, something, dishes or something, and it was real fine material, it'd break real easy, you'd call that?
Rainbow.
Well, what's that made out of?
What?
That bee?
I don't know, because I didn't make that.
But did you ever hear of John?
Mm-hmm. A white lady give me that. At least a little girl give it to me. Well, I'm going to learn how to make all that.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Ceramic.
What would you call an egg made out of china?
I ain't never seen that. You?
Just the real fancy ones.
Fancy.
When you want to break up the land for planting, you break it up with a
hoe. Oh, you can.
What about something that they have with mules?
That's a plow.
What different kinds of plows do people have?
Mm-hmm. I wasn't a farmer. I don't know. You had to ask somebody that did this.
Hear of anything that had little teeth in it that would break up the ground finer than a plow would?
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever hear of a spring tooth?
A spring tooth?
Spring tooth hair.